7.5 FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A day after 20 surviving hostages were released by Hamas and President Trump traveled to Israel and Egypt to sign a U.S. peace plan, there are concerns if a ceasefire will hold. Five Palestinians killed today after Israeli forces say they approached too closely. President Trump still insisting phase two of the peace plan will be easier.
I think it'd be hard to find experts who will say that this next phase will be easy, because there are a lot of complicated, very difficult questions right now in terms of disarming Hamas, making sure that that holds. How do you rebuild Gaza? How does that process play out? Who pays for it? And the security situation there as that process is playing out.
ABC's Karen Travers. The Senate voting again today on a measure to end the government shutdown, but party divisions remain over health care benefits. President Trump will posthumously award conservative activist Charlie Kirk the Presidential Medal of Freedom today in a White House ceremony. Kirk was fatally shot last month in Utah. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Better Business Bureau is warning residents to be on the lookout for healthcare scams as open enrollment season gets underway. According to agency officials, scammers will contact residents during the open enrollment period, claiming they can help them find the best deal for their healthcare. The scammers then request personal information from their potential victim, including their Medicare ID or Social Security number. Agency officials are warning residents to be wary of unsolicited calls during the open enrollment period. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation is encouraging public schools across the state to submit applications for the Fabrication Laboratories Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program is meant to support technology, engineering, and math education by providing funding for things like 3D printers and laser engravers. The agency is offering grants of up to $25,000 for individual school districts or $50,000 for districts applying as a group. Applications must be submitted by January 15th. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez visited Douglas County this week as part of her 72-county Rolling with Rodriguez tour. Lieutenant Governor Rodriguez was in Superior on Monday, speaking with local residents about their concerns ahead of the 2026 election and her plans to address them. Rodriguez was the first candidate to enter the Democratic primary field for governor, a field that has grown to include other high-profile Democrats like State Senator Kelda Royce, Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley, and State Representative Francesca Hong. The town of Hayward will begin imposing fines for fire code violations after revisiting its fire protection and inspection ordinance. The town board voted unanimously to approve the additional fines and to give the fire chief and inspectors more authority to enforce it. Under the updated ordinance, building owners with fire code violations could be subject to fines of $10 to $100 per day until the violations are addressed. All of the roughly 225 buildings in the town are inspected twice a year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers reload.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers host the Dodgers in Game 2 of the National League Championship Series tonight. The Crew losing last night 2-1 in a tight ball game. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman hit a high-flying home run to right field off of Milwaukee's Chad Patrick, top of the sixth, and talked about winning Game 1 of the series.
Getting on the road in an environment and taking the first one, it's huge. You can't understate that at all, just kind of how we did it in Philly. And to get the first one, and we obviously feeling pretty good, so hopefully we can score some more runs tomorrow.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Freddie Freeman's been a Brewer killer for a while, so hopefully he'll oversleep tomorrow or something.
First pitch tonight is 7:08. NBA, the Bucks host the Oklahoma City Thunder at Fiserv Forum. Tip-off time tonight, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 3-0 so far in the preseason. NFL, former Packers linebacker Za'Darius Smith, now with the Eagles, has announced his retirement. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some scattered showers on your Tuesday afternoon. Highs reaching the mid and upper 50s, an east to northeast breeze. Showers look a little more likely in the overnight. Lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers continue for the first half of your Wednesday. It's 47 at our studios.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It should not be a partisan question as to how the National Guard is being deployed. That should be extremely concerning to Republicans of good faith right alongside Democrats. If you scrub it of the partisanship, the facts are not disputable. You have flouting of court orders and a political use of the National Guard, two things which no American should ever be okay with.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
That's what we were taught, service before self.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you reached out for help?
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Wednesday, we'll talk to Leslie Dock, the National Chair of Protect Our Care, about the stakes of the government shutdown fight for affordable health insurance for families.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the second hour of our program. Here in Portland, we have Mike Johnson talking about how the naked bike ride is like the peak terrorism. And ICE shooting, paintballs at a giant inflatable frog. Seriously. You know, they shot a whole bunch of paintballs at this, or not paintballs, pepper balls at this inflatable frog. It all started with the chicken costume. When Christy Noem came to town, there were 8 protesters and a guy in a chicken costume. And the guy in the chicken costume, he's 26 years old. He's fairly outspoken. Willamette Week, our local weekly newspaper, interviewed him. And he was just right up front. You got to ridicule fascists. It's their weakness. It's why they try. It's why they got rid of Stephen Colbert. It's why they tried to get rid of Jimmy Kimmel. And so now this is what's happening here in Portland. The majority of the people in front of the ICE building are wearing dinosaur costumes or chicken costumes or whatever. But that's the funny stuff. The more serious stuff is that there was a protester who was injured, and we don't know exactly how this person was injured, but they called for an ambulance. The ambulance came, they put him in the ambulance, and then ICE wouldn't let the ambulance leave. And the ICE officer said that we have to ride along with you because we're going to arrest this guy. And the ambulance driver said, well, if he's under arrest, you can ride along with me. But you have to tell me that he's under arrest. And it has to be a lawful arrest. And the guy said, I don't have to tell you anything. I'm going to come along with you. And the ambulance driver's like, no, you're not. And so, the 30-some-odd ICE guys surrounded this ambulance. And the ambulance driver, he had it in drive, but he had his foot on the brake. And as they surrounded him, he put it in park. And, sometimes you put the car in park and take your foot off the brake and it moves a couple of inches. It moved a couple of inches. And the ICE guys whipped out their guns and started screaming hysterically at this ambulance driver that they were going to shoot him. And the guy is just, he's a Teamster ambulance driver, and he's got his buddy in the back who's working on the guy who's, they're taking to the hospital, who's like bleeding out or whatever. And he's saying to the ICE guys, just let me go to the damn hospital. You can follow me. You got a whole bunch of brand new cars here. And they're like, oh, you're going to do it the way we told you to do it. I mean, it's just nuts. This is what the ambulance driver said. Laid this out for, like I said, our local newspaper. He said, I'm still in shock. He said, they were not only accusing me of such a thing, in other words, that he was trying to assault them. He said, but crowding and cornering me in the street, pointing and screaming at me, threatening to shoot and arrest me, and not allowing my ambulance to leave the scene. He says, in that moment, I realized, and the scene had not actually been safe the entire time, that they were blocking us from exiting and that we were essentially trapped. And then his report to his management, he said, I repeat again that no officer is permitted to ride in the ambulance and that they can meet us at the hospital and that we needed to be let out of the facility. That's what he told them. And then this is what the guy said, and the agent said, don't you ever, this is in all caps, don't you ever do that again. I will shoot you. I will arrest you right now. Man. If you had any doubt that they're recruiting from January 6th protesters and Proud Boys, I think we can just set that doubt aside. Speaking of fascists, Donald Trump yesterday said something very troubling to the president of Egypt. The president of Egypt is Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. And this is what Trump said. He said, your country is doing very well. It has good leadership. It's about leadership. And it's really nice when you say, how's your crime situation? They don't even know what you're talking about. What do you mean, crime? We don't have crime. Because if he has crime, he puts it out very quickly. Some people think that's not nice, but I think it's great. This is Trump speaking. Because people don't want to be mugged and smashed. They don't want to be stupid people. They want to have a place that's doing very well. We're very proud of you. Now, what's he referring to? What's Trump talking about? Well, in 2011, the Arab Spring happened. Remember that? The Tunisian falafel seller, you know, lit himself on fire, and then, you know, just this protest spread across the Middle East, the Arab Spring. And in July of 2012, Egypt held its first true democratic election in its history. And the defense minister, Mohamed Morsi, was the guy who was elected president. And in July of the next year, el-Sisi, the guy who's currently the president, was the defense minister. He was the equivalent of, Whiskey Pete, Hegseth. And he launched a military coup against President Morsi and toppled the government. Now, the people were not happy about this. And so hundreds of thousands of Egyptians turned out in the streets. And the new president, you know, el-Sisi, who had made himself president after running this military coup, he ordered the military and the police into the streets, and they murdered over 800 people that day. They were just shooting people in the streets all over Egypt. The two big protests, one was in the central square in Cairo, and the other was in, I've been there. Giza, in the El Nada Square. And on August 14th, 2013, el-Sisi's military and the police violently dispersed the two squares using bulldozers, snipers, and Apache helicopters. Armed forces murdered over 800 people on that day. So there's now a new Egyptian government, and there was never any accountability for those deaths. El-Sisi built this regime on oppression, normalizing state terror. In 2014, he was elected in a sham. 97% of the people voted for him, right? Yeah, right. So that in 2023, he changed the constitution of Egypt to eliminate term limits. So he's now president for life. And that model is what Donald Trump is praising, what he publicly praised to the world yesterday. He said, you guys are doing it right. You guys are doing what I want to do. He also, el-Sisi has also seized control of television and radio and newspapers in Egypt. They all sing his praises all the time. It's like everything is like Fox News. He also is operating, he's using Carl Schmitt. I talked about Carl Schmitt a couple days ago. He's the Nazi philosopher who said that if you want to seize control of a country, declare an emergency. And that's what el-Sisi is doing. Egypt has been in a state of emergency all this time, which means basically that all civil rights have been suspended. And in fact, they have passed laws that give them the ability to arrest, torture, and even kill people, execute people, for, quote, insulting the state or spreading false information. Again, this is what Donald Trump was praising yesterday. And this language in the Egyptian laws that authorizes the state to imprison you for insulting the state is almost identical in many regards to Donald Trump's designating Antifa as a terrorist organization and his NSPM-7 Countering Domestic Terrorism and Organized Political Violence decrees. And then he goes on, you know, while he was in Egypt, he then turns to the Turkey's dictator, you know, Erdogan, who, you know, has also, he had a military coup attempted against him, and in response, he became the dictator. And Trump says, I like the tough people better than the soft, easy ones. I don't know what now that is. It's a personality problem, I suspect. But this gentleman from a place called Turkey has one of the most powerful armies actually in the world. It's much more powerful than he even lets known. Yeah. And in Turkey, if you speak out against the government, if you speak out against Mr. Erdogan, you get disappeared. You go to prison. You get tortured. You could be killed. These guys are Trump's role models. He's praising them to the world. And he's telling us what he would like America to be like. Is that the America you want? Why aren't more American politicians, particularly Democrats, but even Republicans of conscience, questioning this?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Why isn't the press talking about this? I don't get it. What am I missing here? 15 minutes past the hour. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Are National Guard troops generally trained in law enforcement? No. National Guard troops like those President Donald Trump deployed to American cities in recent months to crack down on crime are not generally trained in law enforcement. For example, police officers in Washington, D.C. receive 21 training modules in criminal procedure, but Guard members receive none. Their primary training is focused on crowd control. Milwaukee's police union president suggested troops should be sent to Wisconsin's largest city. Governor Tony Evers called National Guard troops the, quote, wrong people, unquote, for fighting crime. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down till we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You know, I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing it. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I know when I drink Field of Greens, I feel great. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor-selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging, and I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
Trump's got a plan, it's reckless and grand, a debt-fueled gamble to wreck the land. Tariffs rise and crypto schemes in play while billionaires cheer and the workers pay. Crashing the economy, Trump style. Billionaires laughing all the while. The middle class falls, the rich take flight. Profit from chaos day turns to night.
Past the hour, so some small cracks are emerging in Trump's wall as a Republican Party. Marjorie Taylor Greene is not only standing firm on wanting to release the Epstein files to see if there's any evidence that Trump was involved in raping young girls, but she's also saying that she opposes the Democrat, the Republican position on the shutdown. She agrees with the Democrats that the Republicans should go along with extending the Obamacare credits, the Affordable Care Act credits, so that people's insurance rates don't rise. Why? Well, because one of her kids just got a notice that his insurance rate is going to double. But she says, I'm carving my own lane on tweet. You got Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt. I saw his wife on MSNBC this morning, actually, which was interesting, too. You know, talking about the challenge that women face, women in poverty face, and how it can be multi-generational. I was surprised. But he said that sending Texas National Guard troops to Chicago or Los Angeles or Portland is like a bad idea. The point he made, he said Oklahomans would lose their mind if Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker sent troops down to Oklahoma during the Biden administration. He's right. Utah's governor, Republican Governor Spencer Cox, he went on X over the weekend and said that he was less than pleased with how they're killing off green projects, including in Utah. He said, quote, this is how we lose the AI/energy arms race to China. Vivek Ramaswamy was critical of them trying to get Jimmy Kimmel fired, as was Ted Cruz. Susan Collins of Maine is upset with Russell Vogt, you know, firing all these people. Laura Loomer is upset. And Trump is absolutely underwater. So, meanwhile, Mike Johnson, who is terrified of naked bike riders, by the way, Mike Johnson came out in a call with the House Freedom Caucus and basically just told us what their strategy is. A rescission is where Congress says, you know that money that we appropriated 3 months ago? We're taking it back. So what he's saying is that, sure, eventually we'll go along with the Democrats and we'll fund the Affordable Care Act to open the government back up again. But then just a couple months later, we'll pass another piece of legislation through reconciliation, which only requires 50 votes in the Senate, that simply takes that money back, a rescission. Here's his exact quote. This was in a call to the Freedom Caucus. He said, quote, "We worked on rescissions, and there'll be more of that, I expect, in the days ahead. Now, we would like to do another rescission bill this fall, before the end of the calendar year, and potentially a third one in the spring, where we will also show more and more fiscal responsibility." Translation? If the Republicans and Democrats in the Senate work out a deal to fund Obamacare, that's fine. We'll open the government back up. And then a couple months later, we will pass a through reconciliation. See, reconciliation bills have to have nothing more than either raising taxes or lowering taxes, raising spending or lowering spending. They have to be about money. And they can be passed with only 50 votes in the Senate. They cannot be filibustered. The continuing resolution, because it not only funds a whole bunch of government agencies, but it does a bunch of other things that are necessary to keep the government open. It's not just about money. That can be filibustered. So, you know, the Democrats are saying we're going to filibuster this and you're going to have to come up with 60 votes to break the filibuster or 50 votes to change the Senate rules, which John Thune's unwilling to do. 1 minute. So basically what little Mike Johnson is saying here is, you know, when this thing gets resolved, and it will, I mean, we all know the government is not going to stay shut down forever. When this thing gets resolved, we'll just break the deal. We're perfectly happy to lie to Democrats. I mean, he's literally bragging about it to the House Freedom Caucus, which is the, you know, I call them the Cokehead Caucus because they're the guys who are so heavily funded by, you know, the Koch brothers and their network of right-wing billionaires. And here he is on this phone call saying, yeah, well, again, and I quote, "We worked on rescissions and there'll be more of that we expect in the days ahead. Now, when we do another reconciliation bill this fall before the end of the calendar year and potentially a third one in the spring where we will show more and more fiscal responsibility." In other words, sure, we'll go ahead and give those little people a little help with their Obamacare and then we'll just take it away. We don't need to be honest. We don't need to keep our word to Democrats. After all, politics is war, didn't you know? And we've got a country here to take over. This is wild stuff. It's absolutely wild stuff. So what say you? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program, Defending America from the Weapons of Mass Deception. We'll be back in just a minute.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll take your calls right after this. With us today is co-founder of Native Path Collagen, Dr. Chad Walding. So glad to have you with us. Tell us about your company.
Well, Native Path, we're a company that is really all about aligning human health with the way it's designed to eat, move, and live. You know, we look at the past 100 years and we see a consistent rise in disease, specifically metabolic disease. That rise has been happening despite all our advances in technology and medicine. We really recognize and appreciate the timeless principles that are really appropriate for humans and human health. And what we do as a company is we educate people on nutrition and movement and lifestyle. And we help provide supplements to help fill in the gaps of the vitamins, the nutrients, and minerals that are missing in the modern diet.
And you do this with Native Path Collagen. What exactly is collagen?
Collagen is our hero product. That's the first product we came out with. And collagen is the most abundant protein in the body, right? It's what makes up the structure of your body, your tendons, your ligaments, the things that you look at, like your hair, your skin, your nails. It even makes up your bones and your gut lining. So it's extremely important to have collagen. And it's something that our ancestors would get plenty of with the way they ate because they would eat nose to tail. They would take the bones of an animal. They would put it in a big pot with hot water and make broth. And that's how they would get collagen. But we're not getting near enough in our modern diet because we're so bombarded with carbohydrates and fat and not near enough quality protein, certainly not enough collagen. And collagen is something we produce on our own, but around the age of 20, that starts to decline. Around 50, it really starts to decline. When we're deficient in collagen, it accelerates the aging process, the weakening of the structure of our body. So it becomes really important to start supplementing with it as we get older. Consuming quality protein, specifically in the form of collagen, is one of the easiest things you can do that makes the most difference in your health.
It's remarkable stuff. Dr. Chad Walding, thank you so much for dropping by today.
Awesome, Tom. Thank you so much. Good to be here.
Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com.
As we know from reports this year, the corn acres are exponentially higher than they were in previous years. But what does that mean for our supply right now? I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing, is here to give an update on what that corn supply looks like, even though the USDA is not in office. We'll listen into that right after this.
Get ready, Wisconsin. 10 days packed with discovery, fun, and excitement are coming your way. It's the Wisconsin Science Festival, October 16th through the 26th. With over 200 unique events in more than 50 counties, you'll find something for everyone. Kids, families, and lifelong learners. This year's theme, rock and roll. Dive into the music, motion, and geology with interactive events. Don't miss the fun. Visit wiscifest.org to find events near you.
Now here's John Heinberg giving a look into what our corn supply looks like.
Yeah, there's a mixture of yields out there. It does really sound like the corn market yield is coming down from where we currently are. Around the 185 number is what the market was anticipating for that last WASDE report that did not happen here last week, you know. But at the same time, we just got a pile of corn right now. A combination of things going on here. Realistically, if you think about it, since June 1st, we've added 4 million plus acres, and then the grain stocks report added 200 million bushels. So the corn pile is pretty heavy right now. And
John Heinberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table, because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit TasteWhatPorkCanDo.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday this Tuesday. They're moving in a mostly positive direction, with cash and new crop corn up a penny at 4.11 and 3 quarters, but cash and new crop soybeans are moving down 6 and a quarter at 10.01 and a half. December wheat is up 2 and a half at 4.99 and a quarter, and July new crop wheat for 2026 is up 2 and a quarter at 5.40. Taking a look at Class 3 milk, we are seeing gains, with November contracts up 26 cents at 16.35 a hundredweight, and December contracts up 32 cents at 16.63 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds and some scattered showers on your Tuesday afternoon. Highs reaching the mid and upper 50s, an east to northeast breeze. Showers look a little more likely in the overnight. Lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers continue for the first half of your Wednesday. Right now, it's 48.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right? So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at tomhartman.com.
Hey, if something happened to you tomorrow, are you leaving a
mess, a scavenger hunt for your next of kin? Most families spend over 500 hours trying to untangle an estate after someone passes. And that's on top of their grief. The Knock Box was created to take that burden away. It makes organizing your most important documents simple so you can leave behind memories, not a mess. Imagine the relief of knowing everything, your will, financial information, even plans for your pets, are in one safe place, ready when your family needs it most. Each Knock Box comes with a comprehensive checklist that ensures you add everything they'll need to manage your estate when you're gone. And the Knock Box now offers estate planning packages, which include a collection of legal, easy-to-use, easy-to-complete essential documents you can fill out right from home, no lawyer required. Just head over to theknockbox.com and use the promo code TOM16 to save 16%. That's the, T-H-E, knock, N-O-K, box.com. And the promo code is TOM16, T-H-O-M-1-6, to save up to 16%. Theknockbox.com. Get organized and save.
Helicopters circling low, and no one invited them. They came for war, but what they found were bubbles, drums, and flare. A unicorn with tearful eyes and glitter in her hair. How's ice gonna handle Portland when the dancers hit the street? When the naked riders serenade in nothing but bare feet? You can't fight joy with pepper spray, it slips right through the plan. So how's ice gonna handle Portland when the laughter hits the fan? Us tremble with masks and heavy gear, but Portland answers differently with mischief, pride, and beer. A dragon led the marching band, a furry wave sign that said love's the law we're living by and joy's a protest line. How's ice gonna handle Portland when the furries fill the square, when the unicorn cries rainbow tears and the tuba shakes the air? You can't cuff color, you can't bind song, you can't outlaw the band. So how's ice gonna handle Portland when the laughter hits the fan? You bring your shields and tasers, we'll bring the horns and paint. You got the fear in uniforms, but we've got what you ain't. It's not defiance born of hate, it's courage dressed in play. And every joke you try to crush will bloom again next day. How's ice gonna handle Portland when the beat won't fade away? When the dancers march through tear gas clouds and still refuse to sway? The question that goes through the streets from Fremont to the Sand. Why the violence, why the fear, can you still call this our land? So roll your trucks and flex your might and watch the crowd expand. You can't arrest what makes us free. You'll never understand. How's ice gonna handle Portland when the laughter takes a stand?
There you go, 37 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, what's on your mind today? Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Tom, I saw a list this morning on YouTube. There also are several articles online about it. Barron Trump is being tapped for TikTok role.
I know, for the board of directors. Larry Ellison. Yeah.
Yeah. It says 19-year-old Barron Trump has made $80 million this year alone from crypto trading investments. Was this money made on insider trading from his father's information? If Trump's son becomes involved in venture, it may raise questions about conflicts of interest and to which extent the president might be able to influence the platform, specifically with the young people. Barron Trump today is worth $150 million. He also helped co-fund World Liberty. President Trump says that Barron is owed this position for saving the social media platform in a video from the Oval Office. So what do you think of that?
Yeah. I think it's corruption on steroids. This is what you always see with tin pot dictators. Every time some, you know, dictator takes over a third world country, the first thing they do is make themselves and their families insanely rich. You know, the Trump is just following the dictator's playbook. And, you know, enriching his 19-year-old son is a piece of that. And, you know, I'm frankly disappointed that the Ellison family would think that this is a good thing or go along with it. But apparently they're into MAGA big time. You know, and soon they're going to own, what, CNN, I think, and CBS and all this stuff. I mean, this is just wild stuff, Mike. It's just wild stuff. It's wrong. It's wrong.
Total corruption.
Yeah.
Total corruption everywhere in the whole family.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, I'm with you. Mike, thanks for the call. Thanks for pointing that out.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, that was worth waiting for. Thank you. Andre in Chicago. Hey, Andre, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good afternoon to you, Tom. Thanks for having me. Hey, Tom, you know, I think sometimes as people, we get so upset till we forget about just how much power we got. We are taxpayers, and we pay those congressmen and senators' salary. So I say all of us, including some Republicans, should be on the phone calling Mike Johnson, telling him he wants this government open back up. He wants them to go and vote to seat that lady. I forget her name is. And they want this government open back up.
Yeah, it's Adelita Grijalva is her name.
Yeah, and demand and stuff because they're not in session and we are still paying them. So the taxpayers need to voice their opinion about that stuff and call Mike Johnson, not your congressman, but call Mike Johnson. Yeah. And why do people forget that he's an election denier and he filed those amicus briefs? I think Hakeem Jeffries, when they're negotiating this opening the gun back up, they need to state the case. Like, why should we trust Mike Johnson when he's election denier and he filed the amicus briefs? And then Liz Cheney even called him out.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, right quick, Tom, and you can elaborate when I hang up. You know, they're doing all this talk about what Donald Trump did, but people must have forgot that Reverend Jesse Jackson has got 700 foreign nationals released and all of those soldiers. Mm. And when Robert Boyovich was his translator, so we can't forget that part of history either.
There you go.
That's all I want to say today, Tom.
Yeah, Jesse Jackson's done a lot of good in this world. And in fact, he was in our studio. That must have been our studio in D.C. What was that, about 8-10 years ago? And his Parkinson's was getting bad at that time, but he was such a gracious man, clearly struggling, but such a gracious man. Andre, thank you. Thank you very much for the call. Sean in Jackson, Michigan. Hey, Sean, what's on your mind today?
Hey, man. So I don't know if this has been brought up before or not, but I feel like if Democrats can ever get back in control of either house, they need to start like putting some teams on looking through these old arcane laws that the Republicans are using and reworking them or writing some kind of legislation so that they can't be used so willy-nilly. Like, you can't just say, okay, well, I'm using this now and we're going to do this. The Republicans and the Heritage Foundation and, you know, the Federalist Society, they've all been working for like 50 years or more to enact all this stuff that's going on. And we need to start thinking about that, how these old laws that take effect, even the stupid ones that you hear about now and then, oh, this stupid law exists. Like, we need to think about that kind of stuff and like long-term plans, dude. Like, you know, okay, we need to respond to what's going on now, and the protests, you know, coming up are fantastic. And I could say a billion other things because you're spot on today, but like, dude, we really need to think about these old laws that they're using to twist how they are viewing things, and it needs to be that we just
I completely agree, Sean. And the ones that we need to look at most carefully are the ones that Carl Schmitt was talking about back in 1928, 29, 30, well, really in 33 when the Reichstag fire happened. And Carl Schmitt was the Nazi philosopher and jurist who advised Hitler, and he said, you've got these emergency laws on the books, and so all you have to do is declare a state of emergency, because the Parliament building just burned. And there are still to this day people suggesting it was the Nazis themselves who burned it all. Although Marius van der Lubbe, who is a, as I recall, 28-year-old Dutch communist, was the guy who was, you know, arrested and I think he was executed for it. Might have been in prison. But anyhow, he probably couldn't have even gotten into the building without the help of the Nazis. But, you know, that's what Hitler did, is he used emergency decrees to seize absolute power. It's what el-Sisi did in Egypt. It's what Erdogan did in Turkey. It's what Putin did in Russia when you had that theater attack, you know, by the Chechens. Over and over and over again, this has been used. And Carl Schmitt's advice to Hitler, this Nazi philosopher, was, you know, look for laws that have provisos, that have, you know, clauses or provisions that allow a state of emergency to suspend other laws and declare the state of emergency in a way that does that. And that's what Donald Trump is on the verge of doing when he invokes the Insurrection Act of 1806 or 1807, whenever it was. It was during Jefferson's presidency. And that Insurrection Act says that the president can federalize the troops, and it gets around the Posse Comitatus Act of 1876, which says that federal troops can't play police roles, gets around that by saying that you must meet a couple of criteria. The criteria are that, number one, the country is under physical invasion by a foreign power, or number two, that an actual insurrection that threatens the viability of the United States government is underway. Now, the second one is what happened during the Civil War. The first is what happened during the War of 1812. And, you know, but that's about it. Now, they did, you know, they have invoked the Insurrection Act. Presidents have a couple of times. I believe LBJ did once during the riots in Los Angeles. Arguably those were not good ideas. You know, it shouldn't have been done. But that Insurrection Act is one of many, Sean, and I completely agree with you, one of many that need to be revisited.
If I could make one more point real quick, though. Yeah. If I could make one more point real quick. We could talk about all the levels of hypocrisy from this government, but the fact that Bob Menendez was convicted of corruption for the Egyptian government, and now Trump is all like, yay, Egypt. Oh, my gosh,
great
dude.
Point.
Like, it's
great point.
Unabounded, dude.
Great point, Sean. Yeah, thank you very much. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
46 minutes past the hour, your media support group for We the People. I'll be right back with your calls. If you snore and your partner hasn't moved to another room yet, congratulations. You've either found true love or your partner has no other place to go. Hey, let's talk about what your partner really wants in bed. Silence. If you want to actually impress them in bed, stop keeping them awake from your snoring and give them 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented anti-snoring solution invented by a leading sleep doctor that stops snoring at the source. Zepa has a 91% success rate backed by a 91-night sleep guarantee. For a limited time, go to Zepa.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, or text TOM to 511-511 and get the absolute best solution guaranteed to stop your snoring with the Happy Z-Pack and save over 24% off. Plus, Zepa will donate $10 to breast cancer research. Visit ZYPPAH.com, use the code TOM, or text TOM to 511-511 and save over 24% with the Happy Z-Pack and start improving your sleep health today. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply.
Amory Chevrolet makes the car buying process simple and painless. Whether you're looking to upgrade to something bigger because of your growing family, or you want the adrenaline and want the rush of a two-door sports car for a weekend getaway at the lake, Amory Chevrolet has something for everyone. Stop into their modern showroom today, and any one of their friendly staff will be happy to assist you in your car buying journey. Located along Highway 46 on Amory's south side, Amory Chevrolet is here when you need them.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin, State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Don't often agree with Marjorie Taylor Greene. They asked her about Congress being shut down and how it related to the Epstein files.
Why drag this out? That is going to have 218 signatures. I say go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Trigby? She's not necessarily my cup of tea, but she reads tea leaves. I think her moving to where she's at says that when that vote happens, there are going to be a major dam break, and it's a problem.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
When cowards play with matches, the world burns. Trump shakes the hand of Putin, deals in shadows, the truth undone. Drones in the sky, borders trembling, wars ignite when the cowards run.
Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here, Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up? Jessica in Chicago? I'm going to have to put Jessica on hold. She's on line 7 there, if Mateo, if you want to check it out. Steve in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Always do like hearing from Jessica. She really brings it really
yeah.
good.
Yeah, that's. I agree.
Your previous caller, Larry, identified a big problem. Americans, he said he didn't call him that, I will. Americans are idiots, too many of us. We read it at what, a sixth grade level, and we have no long-term memory. Mm-hmm. That's killing us. But I want to talk about this shutdown and stuff, and also kudos to the people up in Portland dressing up as chickens and toads and all kinds of stuff I've seen. Yeah. It's just really good.
Yep.
But you're going to be traveling here pretty soon, and so are a lot of other Americans. And, you know, if it's not safe to travel, if they're laying off so many FAA controllers and...
No, they're not laying them off. They're just not paying them. You know, and these guys are professional. I mean, I'm a pilot. I've known controllers. These guys take their job very, very seriously. And if they don't think that an airport is appropriately staffed to be safe, they will either slow down the traffic or they'll shut down the airport. They shut down the Burbank Airport a couple of days ago because they didn't have
I didn't know that.
They were short one guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's good. That's good. Well, here, with this, though, being said, a lot of Americans, they can't afford to do long layovers or have a flight canceled and maybe get it the next day or the following day. And we have holiday travel coming up, and this is going to erode the confidence in a lot of travelers. People will start canceling tickets. And that leads to canceling hotel reservations, rental cars. It's going to put a dent in the economy. But one last thing I wanted to say is, I saw on MSNBC when you were at break a little bit back, Johnson, little Mike Johnson, said, this might be the longest shutdown in American history.
Well, the last, that was 35 days, wasn't it, when Trump shut down the government in 2019 over the border wall?
Something like that, I think.
Yeah, 35 or 39. It was over a month anyway. So.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Not optimistic, but anyways,
I hope
good
not.
Luck and have some fun on your travels, Tom.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm heading out tomorrow. Thanks a lot, Steve. Good to hear from you. Jessica, let's try this again in Chicago. Are you with us this time?
Yes, I am so sorry. There was breaking news on ICE, on the east side, car crash. They are out of control.
Oh, really?
And ICE, ICE was the ones that one of your last callers talked about pointing the gun.
Mm-hmm.
And everything they do is this, we won a court case, but they are still tear gassing and shooting pepper balls. Because of the reverend that got hit in the head, that went to court already, and we won that they cannot tear gas us, and they cannot shoot pepper balls at us. And
right.
Guess what? They're still doing it, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, and this is the Christie Noem in the airport thing, you know. They don't care that they're breaking the law. They just don't care. They don't. They have no respect for American law.
They don't listen at all. And, Tom, you and Louise had the most brilliant show on Monday. I love the video with Louise's song and your message on how ICE about the brutality.
Mm.
And that recording should be played on Fauci. I wish it could. I think everyone needs to see that. It was great. And Tom, guess what? I'm making posters. Your message is on some of my posters. The brutality and the cruelty is what Trump wants. I'm making a bunch of those. And we want our migrants back. I'm making posters that.
Mm.
And also, posters with Posse Comitatus. And my friend said they won't know what that is. So I am going to write, it's illegal and unconstitutional to turn the military against your own countrymen. I'm going to go ahead and write that on there.
Yeah,
too.
Or put the words, look it up.
That's true.
You might provoke somebody to do a little research.
And whoever wants to put that on their poster, POSSECOMITATUS.
Right, it's Latin.
And yes. And Tom, I agree with you. Trump is so bold. He just tells, he just like wants to be like the Egyptian ruler and the Turkey ruler. And those Republicans need to snap out of it. And I will call them at their state offices. What is wrong with them?
Yeah,
what is wrong?
He just came out and said it yesterday. You know, he really admires, Al-Sisi, who slaughtered 800 people when they came out to protest, killed 800 people, wounded thousands more, you know, just indiscriminately shooting into the crowd.
Scary.
And Trump is like, you just deal with these guys. I like that. Holy cow.
Yeah, so scary.
Yeah.
We need to call it out to the Republicans.
There
that
you
is
go.
Too scary.
Thank you, Jessica. Always good to hear from you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. All right. We'll be back with The Hidden Cost of Great Wealth. And Zoran Mamdani's got an amazing new ad out. I'll tell you all about that on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
If you're a homeowner in America, you need to listen to this. The FBI has been warning about a type of real estate fraud on the rise called title theft, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on a single document, use a fake notary stamp, and file it with the county. And just like that, on record, they own your home. Using your ownership, they then take out loans against your equity or even sell your property. And you won't know about it until foreclosure or collection notices show up in your mail. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can protect your equity and find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. You get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title records, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud occurs, their U.S.-based restoration team will spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like Louise and I did. Go to HometitleLock.com/Tom. That's HometitleLock.com.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin's Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Senate lawmakers will attempt to pass a stopgap measure today aimed at ending the government shutdown, now 2 weeks long, but it's not expected to pass. Meantime, TSA workers in Atlanta are getting some assistance.
TSA employees at Hartsfield-Jackson have been on the job without pay since the government shutdown started on October 1st. Today, they are receiving meal vouchers for use at any of the airport's restaurants. Aaron Barker, president of the local TSA workers union, says,
being that these officers have not received a full paycheck, any little thing as far as a meal, gas, or whatever the case, is a help.
Full-time officers will get two free meal vouchers while part-time employees will receive one. Jonathan O'Brien, ABC News, Atlanta.
The remains of four hostages killed in Gaza have all been identified. Families, though, still waiting for 24 other hostages who died in Gaza to be returned. Celebrations of yesterday in Israel and Gaza marked with reality of today. Five Palestinians killed after the IDF says they violated the ceasefire by approaching too closely. This is ABC News.
Catch